Good morning, everybody. How are you? Are you doing good? Did you have a great Christmas? Happy New Year? Wonderful. Today I want to talk a little bit about something that the Bible talks about, the fruit of the Spirit. Have you ever heard that? Fruit of the Spirit. It's found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Now, it talks about fruit. Fruit has a lot of different parts. I'd like you to look at this apple, and you can see that it has the skin, it has the meat, it's got the seed pods, there was a stem on it. There's some different parts of this. All of these little parts make up one fruit. And what is this fruit?
An apple.
Look deep inside of this, and you'll see that those seeds are growing inside of the apple. There's going to be a little apple seed, a little apple tree growing inside. I'm going to plant those in dirt and hopefully have some apple trees. Yes. Is it going to take a little bit of time for those seeds to turn into an apple tree?
Yes.
So it's going to require what? Patience or long-suffering. Do you ever get anxious about something?
Yes.
We just had Christmas. As you saw presents underneath the tree, were you ready to go get those presents?
Yes.
Did you want to get them in a hurry? But you had to wait, didn't you? So you had to practice patience. When you're on a trip and you're going somewhere, what's the famous question that children ask parents? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And because you're not there yet, it means that you have to practice what? Patience. What about when you come up to mom and dad and you want them to do something, but they're busy talking to somebody else? Don't you tug on their clothes a little bit and don't you want them to hurry up and pay attention to you? Okay, but if they don't, what do you have to practice?
Patience.
What about when mom and dad ask you to do something and you're slow to do it? Mom and dad have to practice patience with you, don't they? Being patient or waiting your turn is a very important principle of God's character in your life. And it's very important that you not get in a hurry. You know, children sometimes are in a hurry to be adults. You want to grow up fast. Don't want to grow up too fast. Because once you get there, you're going to find some surprises. They're good, but they're surprises. So today's lesson, part of the fruit of the Spirit is patience. And there's a little song that we taught our children concerning patience. And it goes like this. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too. And think of all the times when people had to wait for you. Okay? You want to sing it again? You want to learn it?
Yeah.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too. And think of all the times that people had to wait for you. So part of the fruit of the Spirit, part of the proof that God is working in your life, is when you learn to wait your turn. Or you learn for God to move, you wait for Him to move in your life and do something that you're asking Him to do. Patience is a very important part of living the Christian life. So think about that. When you get anxious, when you want things to happen in a hurry, when you want mommy and daddy to hurry up, or there's a present waiting for birthday or Christmas, and you just want to get in that package, have patience and wait. Amen? All right, who would like to pray for us this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for Miss Gloria being the teacher of our children's story. This thing, the fruit, I never heard of this, but it sounds like another one of your wisdoms that would soon come in my body, and I will learn more about you. I want patience. I want to know, but patience is hard to have, but when I have Jesus in my heart, it's easy. I can do anything with you and your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you.